Zero Issues is a show. This is the Christmas thing. It gets worse every year. Yeah!
Holiday half pint.
Pint.
Mono.
It got just sloppy dumb on episode 2.
Getting sloppy episode 2. Episode 3, we're all gonna die. We all die eventually. Yeah!
Okay, welcome to Zero Issues Holiday Half Pint. We're just doing little tiny episodes for the 12 Days of Christmas. What are we doing today?
Let's talk about what's going to happen next year.
What will the next year hold?
I don't know why I did that.
I think this is more like what do you actually think is going to happen?
Well, a bunch of movies are going to come out.
Yep.
A bunch of comics are going to come out.
Yep.
I hear there's this new publisher in town.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's the end of that episode. Thanks for coming.
If we're talking realistic predictions, what are the movies coming out?
Logan,
Wonder
Woman, Logan, Guardians 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor, Justice League, and Bloodshot.
Okay.
From Valiant.
I want to say,
oh no, my blood.
Cynical predictions, just based on Marvel and MCU synergy. One of them is hopeful, one of them is just, I think just an obvious thing. Guardians will get a push, I think, around that time. I'm pretty sure Bendis is wrapping his run up at some point, and maybe they'll, relaunch with, a big creative team. They're going to probably swing for the fences, getting something that's very movie-based, or sort of movie-centered. They've already done that, but they're going to want to make a big deal out of it and get some names in there that are going to sell some copies. Guardians is probably going to get a big push. My hopeful thing, Spidey in the MCU, I'm hoping they kind of maybe get a little back to basics with that character.
What's going on with Spidey now?
He's Tony Stark.
Oh, right.
That's been going on for a while, and I think a lot of people are kind of getting tired of it.
Yeah, it didn't really work.
I don't, maybe it worked as a story. I don't know. I haven't really been reading it, but all I know is that,
I haven't read
it. I have an opinion, and I think it's shit, and a lot of people don't like it. But I've never read it.
I have checked in every...
Maybe that's the
I have
problem.
Checked in every couple of years with Dan Slott's Spider-Man run, and each time I've checked in, I've been like, yeah, I'm not feeling this. He doesn't feel like Peter Parker to me anymore. He hasn't in a long time. I feel like if they're trying to get back to, I'm not saying de-age him, but maybe, try to get him back to his, kind of doing his best, failing most of the time, kind of struggling guy kind of a thing, instead of being the CEO of a major corporation. If you have a movie coming out where he's the kid who's struggling to keep up with the rest of the superheroes and stuff like that, seems like a good time. Get him back to his roots.
I'm not a big fan of the synergy. If it works, do it. If it doesn't, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be realistic.
I think you need to be realistic. People who watch the movie don't give a shit about the comic.
That's absolutely
true. 95%
of them. But they never stop doing this, though.
They're going to do
Civil War 2 is probably still going to be running next year.
Yeah,
so that's my prediction.
Yeah.
Civil War 2 will be on issue 14 8.
It'll be issue 8.
Spin-off series.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's an ongoing.
But my hopeful prediction is that Warriors. Ends at some point because no one cares. The thing is, just knowing comics, they will keep trying to synergize things. I'm being hopeful that trying to take Spidey back to his roots will actually sort of recapture who Peter Parker is, because I feel like that's been lost a long time ago. But anyway, that's just me.
But that's one aspect of what you think is Peter Parker.
Well,
yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
The whole point of the show is making him into something that has not typically been. I get it,
the
series.
The monster.
What's that?
I poked the monster.
You sure did. You sure did.
But you could be totally wrong.
You're such a dick.
I could be. Oh, I always admit I could be totally wrong.
That's just his opinion.
Man.
Yeah, well, that's just your opinion, man.
Man.
Next time I have an idea like that, punch me in the face.
Of the movies coming out next year, which one do you think is going to be, the surprising, that was really, really good? Because we'll probably do, a movie wrap-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping
Wonder Woman. In late August.
I'm really hoping Wonder Woman.
Yeah. I'm thinking Wonder Woman and Logan are going to surprise a lot of people.
I think Logan's going to be really, really good. I haven't seen the last Wolverine movie. Yeah. So I like, screw it. I skipped it. I can do that. I have the choice of skipping a comic book movie now.
The last Wolverine movie?
Yeah.
It was promising, and then it doesn't matter. It had aspects that I enjoyed. The third act was a kind of a mess.
Again, it starts out really well and progressively.
Here's the thing: compared to like X-Men Origins Wolverine, it was a fucking masterpiece. But then again, a video of a dog vomiting for 2 hours is a masterpiece compared to that. So
I'm sure that's a YouTube thing. There's a video of a dog vomiting, but there's like the 2 hour loop.
Yeah, it's a Wolverine vomiting. Just get a Wolverine just throwing up.
Hold it. I smell something oily. Blasted salami. I can smell it.
My prediction is
not the worst Wolverine movie.
Guardians 2 will be good. But it won't seem nearly as good as the first one.
Oh. That's...
Just because it was such a knock out of the park. And came out of nowhere. And we were like, oh my God. But now you expect it.
You got a lightning bolt.
And they always kind of amp it up a little bit. And it always makes it not work right. It'll be fun and we'll all enjoy it.
As long as it's better than Avengers 2.
Yeah.
In comparison to the first Avengers movie.
Yeah. True.
Yes. I mean, again, just knowing that James Gunn seems to have a lot of creative control, I'm hoping that they don't, like, make him amp it up or whatever and let him just tell more, like, personal kind of stuff. And
you never know. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I love it.
A little Groot in that jacket. I'm just saying. Don't steer me wrong, Gunn. Don't steer me wrong.
Why does he have a jacket?
It's cold.
He's part of the team.
Yeah, if he gets cold, if the tree gets cold.
Listen, it's cute.
Trees don't have feelings.
Now let's put more of this liquid into our bodies.
I think there'll maybe be one more issue of Afterlife with Archie might come out.
I want to say two.
You think two?
I'm going to pull off two.
He's moved on. Frankie Villa's moved on to something else, so I'm sure,
He's doing...
There might be 12, then.
He's Spirit. Working with, Spirit, and he's doing Moon Knight stuff.
I'm really excited for the next issue of Afterlife with Archie in 2021.
Yeah. And Sabrina is another one that has about as much consistent release.
We're also going to have that Archie show, probably.
Yeah, that's happening. Whether we like it or not.
You know what?
I'll give it a shot.
I will watch a episode.
Yeah.
Some people would say an episode. People can go to a hell.
I'm an English majors, man.
You were talking about the other Vault Comics coming out, new company. I think there's going to be more, and I think there's going to be more indie comics.
You think this is the start of something?
I think this is the start. It's going to kind of ebb and flow a little bit, and some will do better than others and disappear, and, that's just how it works. But I think they're seeing, these can work, and people aren't making tons and tons of cash, but they can make a living, and they can do stuff on the side, and whatever, and it's
right,
and it's much more accessible just to do it on your own. So I think it's
kind of maybe hoping, not even just hoping, but presuming that we'll see the kind of Image effect kind of spread out a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because the big two are just Stunt Central, and I guess it's been that way for a very long time.
I would watch that show,
Stunt Central,
like a news show where they just do stunts. Yeah, shit.
It's Fox.
Yeah, they need something.
Well, there is a quiet way to move chairs, isn't there?
Well, I think that's, we covered some stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we think will happen next year.
Yeah. In a nutshell.
Chicken was
bunch of movies will come out. Bunch of comics will come out.
Yeah, the words work right.
Yeah, check in with us in a year and tell us how wrong we were.
I mean, we can
probably hella wrong.
No comics or movies came out.
Just took a year off.
Yeah. You know, we all decided, we're all pretty tired.
Yeah.
Let's
hibernate.
Yeah. See you in 2018.
Cut to Kevin Feige in a hammock for a full year.
Just like a shot from the Earthworm Jim theme song.
Yeah.
All right, go look at that for a bit.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. Look at Earthworm Jim.
despite his great big muscles and his really big ray gun. Jim is still an earthworm, but then he's the only one.
Zork!
We did it.